AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview. Going to look ahead to the best of Saturday's action on this edition. And what a Saturday we have in store. Action coming up from Newbury, Doncaster and Kelso. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined as ever by AP McCoy to look ahead to the action. Good morning, AP. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alex. Good, thanks. Competitive racing won't be easy. Pick winners, that's for sure.
No, certainly. You rode at Newbury yesterday, of course. Pretty testing ground, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty testing. Really hard work. We've had sunshine here this morning, so I should think it'll dried up again, so it could be even more of a test of a stamina today.
Okay, we'll just start with news that broke this morning. You've chosen to ride at Fisher's Cross in the World Hurdle at Cheltenham over more of that. What was you thinking behind that decision, AP?
Just, you know, he's proven that he stays 3 miles. I thought his last run was definitely an improvement on what he's shown this season. And it was really tough call. I mean, more of that is an unexposed horse, but, you know, he's an unexposed horse, but hopefully I'm on the right one in that Fisher's Cross, but it wasn't an easy call.
Right then, we'll move on to the action at Newbury on Saturday, and we kick things off at 1:30 with a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. You ride Red Devil Lads here for Rebecca Curtis, and you'd expect that this horse would have every chance here.
Yeah, he's a keen going horse. You know, he is a keen sort of horse, and he needs to probably settle really to give himself his best chance of winning, but hopefully, you know, he's open to improvement. It's an open enough kind of race. You know, as I said, he's ran pretty freely the last couple of times he's ran, so it's just about getting him to relax. But he looks the one to beat. Obviously, the horse at the top, maybe Castletown, might be a danger to him. But I thought his run at Newbury when I rode him here 2 runs back was a solid enough run. And if he reproduces that, hopefully he'll be hard to beat.
Okay, next up the 2:05 handicap hurdle over 3 miles and half a furlong. You'd expect that this will take a fair bit of getting here. You ride Billy Twyford for Lawney Hill. Just the 7 runners going to post, but it looks reasonably open, this AP.
Yeah, I thought Braxton High ran a good race back at Newbury a couple of weeks ago behind Upswing. It was about 3 weeks ago now. He wasn't that far behind him in third. I thought that was a solid enough run before that. I'd been fourth at Taunton. So I think he's kind of running into a little bit of form, if you like, Braxton High. He owns me with the other one that possibly has a decent enough chance of Charlie Mann's. He won last time at Weatherby. He's in good enough form. I think Billy Twyford ran behind him the time before at Warwick. I thought those were the main two. My ride, as I said, Billy Twyford has got a little bit to form at finding the ratings, as far as form is concerned. But I think Braxton High is the one to beat here.
Okay, then. Next up is the 2:40, a veterans handicap chase over 3 miles, 2.5 furlongs. Some real old favourites coming back here, AP, but not many of them are in the best of form. What do you think will win this one?
Corolla's run behind Shotgun Paddy was pretty good last time at Warwick over 3.5. He's obviously dropping back a couple of furlongs in trip, but likes Newbury, obviously having won the Hennessy there in the past. Pete Defeat, it's a little bit disappointing, I think, when he pulled up last time at Sandown. Before that, he'd run okay at Haydock behind Across the Bay, and had won at Fontwell before that. Very open race. I mean, there's another one somewhere Justice of Venetia Williams is another one that you can never rule out in heavy ground. And Burton Port, my mount, he was disappointed enough, I thought, behind Tranquil Sea last time. He's kind of lost his way a little bit, if you like. He's got cheap pieces on today. Hopefully they might rejuvenate him a little bit. Probably Carruthers is the one to beat. Might be worth taking a little bit of a chance with Burton Port. He might sort of show a little bit better form in the cheap pieces. But very tough race. Probably just Carruthers.
Okay, Carruthers there in the 2:40. Next up is the 3:15 handicap hurdle over 2 miles and half a furlong. Philip Hobbs Tikris looks like having a pretty good chance here. Very consistent horse. Is that the way you see this one, AP?
Yeah, I think so. He was a good second half time at Exeter. Before that, he'd won at Weatherby. He beat Stonebrook. I rode with third in a novice hurdle. He went on to win it at Ayr after that. So Tikris has probably got the best form. The other one, obviously, is Alan King's Kuda Hara, who won at Huntingdon last time. He's probably the biggest danger. There's a couple of others in there, but Badiga, the I ride of Ian Williams, is one at Ludlow. Hopefully he's got a good chance. He needs to step up, I think, a little bit more. He showed the last day. Jumps Road, ran a couple of them better races earlier on the season behind Melodic Rendezvous and the new one. I think Tigris will win. I think if I was going to pick one out to maybe cause a little bit of a shock, I'd maybe go for Jumps Road.
Okay, the 3:50 is the next race that we'll look at. It is the Greatwood Gold Cup Handicap Chase, Grade 3 contest over 2.5 miles. Another race that is pretty open. Where should we start with this one, AP?
Probably Shingani. I was a little bit surprised to see Liam Treadwell riding Alinka down the bottom. I thought, obviously, Liam rides a lot for Venetia. Whether he had the choice of the two or not, I'm not sure. Going back to Shingani, he wasn't that far behind Un Artis at Kempton. Last time in a conditions chase, he gave Un Artis plenty of weight and wasn't that far behind him. Before that, he'd run a good race behind Wishful Thinking. Pretty solid horse who likes soft and heavy ground. He's won on it plenty before. Obviously, Oak Deline of Paul Nichols would have a chance. He's won this race something like 6 times in the last number of years. So Paul Nichols has got a pretty good record, but he finished behind Shingani the last time they met at Cheltenham. So those are two that would definitely have chances. And Rebel Rebellion is Paul's other horse. Solid enough horse. He's got bits of good form. He finished third last time. So he did at Sandown behind Grey Gold, who has ran okay since. Not very original. I'd probably go for Shingani. Just Shingani.
Okay then. The penultimate race is the 4:25. It is a handicap chase, 2 miles, 2.5 furlongs. You ride Sergeant Dick here for Barry Brennan. Another race that looks reasonably open. Trezor de Bonte has the form to go close, if you like. And the likes of Headley's Bridge and Smart Money are consistent. But what do you like here?
Yeah, as you say, it is very open. Trezor de Bonte was well enough beaten last time behind Brick Red in the handicap chase at Wincanton. He'd won okay. As you talked to her before that, as you said, Headley's Bridge was second at Wincanton. Wasn't a bad run, just got beaten that day. And Smart Money finished behind two ways at Toaster. It's definitely not an easy race. My ride in this race, Sergeant Dick, has probably got a little bit to prove. He was well enough beaten at Haydock last time behind Bobcat Billy that I won on. So I think he's probably got to improve a little bit. The other one that I think maybe have the best chance is Paddy the Stout. He won at Kempton last time. He just won a neck. He was all out. But could be open to improvement. So I'm going to go for Paddy the Stout.
Okay, Paddy the Stout there in the 4:25. And the final race at Newbury is a bumper. 1 mile, 4.5 furlongs the trip here. And you ride Hurricane Hollow for Keith Dalgleish. The only horse to bring winning form to the table, but you do carry that penalty. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, he won at Carlisle early on the year over 1.6. Then he ran over 2 miles at Musselburgh County penalty. Wasn't beaten very far, beaten a length and a half. Which wasn't a bad run at all. Of the others that have ran, obviously, Mayhay was second at Wetherby over 1.5. That's the only real other piece of decent form that's on the table, really. And the rest were taken on trust. Obviously, Alan King does really well with his bumper horses. And Admiral Dave, is his runner in this. I've no idea. I've got to go for my own one, Hurricane Hollow, because it's got the best form of the ones that I've ran. But Alan King's two runners, the Admiral Dave and McCabe Creek are the two you'd probably worry about.
Okay then, Hurricane Hollow in the last race at Newbury. Okay, that's Newbury sorted. We're going to look at one contest at Doncaster and two at Kelso. We've got the William Hill Grimthorpe coming up at Doncaster, 3:30 the off time for that. 3 miles and 2 furlongs the trip. Interesting racing prospect here, AP. We've got, of course, Monbeg Dude, who's well fancied for the Grand National this year with Paul Carberry on board, but comes up against a host of other nice types here. Which way do you see this one going?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Monbeg Dude is all the rage, and he's the one that I suppose will go after the favourite. He won well at Cheltenham last time. Seems to be a bit of jumping, sort out a little bit. He seems to jump better last time than he's ever done. And he is the one that they've got to beat, I think. Harry the Viking is the other one that I'd be interested in. He's getting plenty of weight off Monbeg Dude. And I think he's getting 17 pounders on the out, and I think he's the one that might give him most to do. You can never rule out one of Paul Nicholas's. But a very open handicap. Storm Survivor ran okay when he ran last time. Caught by Surprise, just a horse that he runs. He's a pretty consistent horse, but doesn't win very often. And that would be my slight worry. God's the judge, obviously, when the Scottish Grand National has yet to hit form this season. Not very original. I think Monbeg Dude is the one to beat, but I'm just going to side with Harry the Viking.
Okay, Harry the Viking there, off bottom weight in the Grimthorpe. We'll swiftly move on to two contests at Kelso that we'll whiz through. A graded contest and a listed race that we'll look at. We'll just start with the 3:05. It is the Kelso Hurdle, a grade 2 contest over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. We've got Clever Cookie up at the head of the weights, Peter Niven's horse, in great form, but there's other horses here that certainly could still have a bit of improvement in them. Which one are you going to side with here, AP?
Yeah, Clever Cookie actually travelled really well when he won at Musselburgh last time. He looked like an improving horse. I know the horse that I rode that day has come out and won since, Socialist of Brian Ellison. I think he won last week. He ran this race, and that Clever Cookie won it at Musselburgh last time. I think he's not very original, but he's the improver in the race and the horse that can keep going forward. It's interesting that Seamus Mons has brought Fergal all the way. You know, that's definitely one to take note of. You can never rule out the Donald McCain horses. Frank Kazan of Stones fell last time, has lost his way a little bit. And Sacred Stream of Malcolm Jeffersons has some decent form as well. Not very original, but I was very impressed with the way Clever Cookie travelled last time at Musselburgh. And I think he could be very difficult to beat. I think he's an improving horse, and I could see him winning.
Okay, Clever Cookie there in the 3:05. And the final race that we'll look at today is the 4:15 from Kelso, a listed chase. 2 miles, well, almost 3 miles is the trip. Just the 5 go to post here. Bit of a disappointing turnout, and Mr. Moonshine has found some really good form of late, a dour stayer. What do you make of Sue Smith's horse's chances here?
Yeah, he won last time at Warwick. He beat Persian Snow, who came out and won at Warwick afterwards. So the form is pretty solid. Before that, he'd won at Musselburgh. You know, he has probably got the most solid form. Opening batsman, obviously, was also done well for Harry Fry last season. He won the race in post chase, as it was, at Kempton last season, but he's kind of lost his way this year. He hasn't really performed. He's fallen and pulled up. So it's very fair to him, fancy him. And Cruz Lennon of Donald McCain's has been a pretty solid and prolific horse, if you like, but was a little bit disappointing, I think, playing the Rainbow Hunter last time. He won at Kelso the time before him, so he's obviously got course and distance form. It's a race he likes, a race course he likes. He's won there the last twice he's won. I've been at Kelso, he's won there three times in the past, so Kelso seems to bring out the best in him, but Mr. Moonshine looks an improver, and I'd say he's going to be the one to beat.
Okay, Mr. Moonshine there in the 4:15. Great stuff, AP. Thank you very much, as ever, for your time. Best of luck at Newbury today, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.